Right now, and a couple of segments ago, we heard from Michael Irvin. He had hot sports opinions on Tony Romo being the new LeBron, the guy that everyone thinks is the next in line that's got to win a championship to put that cherry on top of his career. Well, we thought that was an interesting hot sports opinion, so we wanted to get Michael Irvin on now to talk more about it and cowboy items in general. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, guys. Morning. Appreciate you having me on this morning.
What's that? I can barely understand what you're saying.
I say I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Okay.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, the Hall of Famer, the cowboy great. So you believe that Tony Romo's the new LeBron in a way?
We get started there. You have problems getting going.
It's early out here, guys. I had to get started up out here. No, I think Tony Romo is a lot like LeBron. I don't think he is like what Jerry Jones says. Jerry Jones says Romo was a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what was a miracle? That someone actually gave me a radio show.
Okay. I know. It is unfathomable.
That is a miracle. You know. Yeah. Let's bring it back down.
Okay.
Back
down. Yeah. All right.
But no.
Once again, you need to get your starter replaced.
Yeah, it's warm weather out, not cold. You should be starting easily.
No, I think Tony Romo's a good player. He's a good player, and I think he's ready to win. I think he's ready to win. I think he's paid the price, and I think he's ready to win. I think he's going to win this year. I do. I think the Cowboys are going to be a good football team this year.
How would you rank the Cowboy quarterbacks of all time? You know, Troy recently said that he thought Tony Romo was better than him.
No. Troy didn't say that, did he?
Yeah, he did.
No. All right, one of my rankings, Cowboy quarterbacks.
Yeah, sure.
Number one, 8-ball, Troy.
Your guy.
Roy. Get back there and throw the ball to me, and I catch it. Take it down the field and score. No! No one would catch me. No one's better than Troy. Troy's number one. Number two, Roger Dodger.
Mm-hmm.
Never played with him. Wanted to. Young Michael Irvin used to watch him on TV. See him throw that ball down to Drew Pearson. Drew Pearson catch the ball.
What's happening?
I don't know. Just that voice.
Are you okay?
Number three on the list, Quincy Carter.
Really?
Okay.
Underrated.
Really?
This is ridiculous.
Underrated. No. Don't you say nothing bad about Quincy. He was underrated. He just got caught up a little too much in the stuff that I used to get caught up in.
Yeah.
You know? But I was good enough to overcome. Quincy wasn't good enough to overcome it by putting number three on my list. Number four, Ryan Leaf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now this is ridiculous. You're forgetting guys like Dandy Don and Danny White and...
Didn't play with them. I never saw them smoke the kind of weed that I saw Ryan Leaf. Anyone smoke that much deserved to be number three on the list. And then number four, Michael, get into Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Tony Romo and Steve Pelua. He's somewhere between Ryan Leaf and Steve Pelua.
Okay. I think a lot of people would disagree with that, but you're a Hall of Famer, so you have your opinion.
Hey, listen. You know, a lot of people say Tony Romo needs to win a title. And that's true. You got to win a title to define your career. That's true. But he ain't going to win a title.
Really?
No. It has nothing to do with him. It's Jerry. Jerry's crazy, man.
What?
Crazy.
Jerry's crazy. Jerry, is what
that's
Michael
the
said.
Interpretation? Okay.
No way you build a championship team when you're doing Papa John commercial, you're doing boxing press conference, and you're opening a Dunkin' Donuts. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
Right. Long way to get there.
No.
Well, you're certainly full of hot sports opinions this morning, Michael.
Well, yeah, I know you want to hear about what I think of other NFL subjects, like bounties.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the bounties. You know, when you were playing and back in your day, did they ever have like a bounty system offering you, you know, so much money?
And you know, Jimmy's got to try to get started one time. Jimmy's tried to get a bounty program with the Cowboys, but we revolted.
Mm-hmm.
We revolted.
You didn't want to go along with it.
No, you may say it was a bit of a Mutiny on the Bounty.
Good God.
Man, isn't that cackling?
We didn't have a bounty program, but we had a booty program when I was with the Cowboys.
Yes, you did.
No, all right.
Good morning to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. There he goes. The Hall of Famer, former Cowboy great Michael Irvin. 8-4-